Hi there, and welcome to A Different Way of Seeing. Have you ever wondered how a disabled person lives their life? Join our host, Lois Drachen, as she chats to people about work, education, travel, sport, the arts, and leisure, and the tools and techniques they use to live their lives with the disability. And now, on with the show.
Hi there, and welcome to A Different Way of Seeing. I'm Lois Drachen. Usually at this point in the podcast, I would be introducing a guest who I'd then chat to on some or other topic related to disability. But today we're going to be doing something a little bit different. Today we've got a guest interviewer, Jeff Thompson from the Blind Abilities Podcast Network. Jeff, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great, and thank you so much for this opportunity to be here.
Well, it's great to have you, and thank you very much for being willing to interview me as we talk about the shift to the podcast, A Different Way of Seeing.
Well, Lois, I've been enjoying your podcast for quite a while, and now you're coming out with a new format. But first, let's tell the listeners who may not know, who is Lois Drachen?
Well, I am an author, a professional speaker, I'm a podcaster, a blogger, a sometime rock musician, a very proud guide dog owner, and I lost my sight at the age of 21 as a result of diabetic retinopathy. And more than that, I think I have really started using all of my platforms to work as a disability advocate, because I feel there's so much that people out there in general society don't know about the tools and techniques that we use as persons with disabilities. And that lands up in creating barriers between the disabled community and the non-disabled community. As it's become really close to my heart to be an advocate to raise awareness of the fact that we can live exactly the same lives as persons without a disability, we just use different tools and techniques to achieve the things that we want to do.
And one of the tools you use is podcasting. How did you get involved in podcasting? Where did that start?
It's a very long, long story, so I'll try and keep it short. People have been telling me for years that I should listen to podcasts and that I'd enjoy the format. And I kind of avoided it until I went on guide dog training with my current guide dog, Fiji. So that's now 6 years ago. And that's when I listened to my first podcast, because one of the other guys on class was a great podcast fan. And ever since I listened to an episode, I've been thinking, I really want to get into podcasting. And I did nothing about it. And then I got interviewed for a podcast, strangely enough, by you, for the Blind Abilities Podcast. And then in 2018, I met Deirdre Gower from the organization Accessible South Africa and Warrior on Wheels. And she said that she wanted to start a podcast for Accessible South Africa. And I blithely leapt at the chance to do that and said, I'll do it. And it was September 2018 that we released the first episode of what was then called the Accessible South Africa podcast. It then became A Different Way of Traveling. And now, in the last few weeks, we've shifted that name to A Different Way of Seeing, brought it from working specifically in the accessible travel market to working in the topic of general disability. So we're talking all things disability now, not just travel and tourism.
What inspired that change?
I think a lot of it has been that in my heart, I've really been wanting to do it. I think that was my original purpose in starting a podcast. And I loved talking about travel. I very much enjoy travel myself, learning about new destinations and accessible travel experiences and things like that. But I think there's a space for us to talk about a much broader topic of conversation around education, around employment, around sports, arts, culture, leisure. There's just so many people that I've met and conversations that I've had that I've really wanted to dig into on the podcast. And I think that shifting into that space, it's just the right time for me to do it now. And I'm really excited at the possibility and the opportunities that I've already started discovering as a result.
And what are some of those discoveries? What can we expect from a different way of seeing the new podcast format?
Well, I have already spoken to Dr. Michelle Buerta, who is a South African woman who is working in the academia of disability studies. And she and I have had a conversation about some of the frameworks of thinking and perspectives of disability and the impact on people's lives. I've been looking at going into the perspectives of disability in books, I'm going to continue looking at different sports and things like that. But I think those are the two topics that I'm particularly looking at in the moment is the framework of thinking around disability, the way people perceive disability. So that will be probably coming out in the next few weeks. And then beyond that, looking into creating, writing books, sharing our stories in a written format. And there's a number of different avenues to go down on that particular topic. So those are the two things that are kind of top of mind for me at the moment.
I like that because a different way of seeing just covers so many different areas, and it doesn't even have to deal with blindness technically. It's just a different perspective to a disability.
Well, I've been working with a business coach recently, and she totally revolutionized the work that I'm doing because she pointed out that a lot of the work that I'm doing outside the disability sector is to help people see their challenges in a slightly different way as a coach, as a mentor. And I think carrying that across both within the disability sector and beyond the disability sector, it really is about helping people see their situations, perhaps their barriers, their challenges, and their opportunities, and see them in a slightly different way. And also to help people to navigate the sense of overwhelm that so many of us are feeling. I'm not going to use the podcast to speak to people outside the disability sector, at least I don't have any plans to do so at this stage, but never can tell. But certainly within the disabled community, I want to explore some of the barriers, the challenges, but also the success stories, the opportunities, the incredible work that organizations and individuals are doing to improve the levels of inclusion and creativity and opportunity for us as a sector. I should also say that in the podcast, I don't want to focus only on matters of interest to the blind and partially sighted community, but I'd like to focus on areas that go across the spectrum of disabilities.
So the target for a different way of seeing is, you got it focused, but it's quite broad.
Yes. My target audience is, and it's one of the business decisions that one has to look at because, you know, in the speaking industry and in the writing industry, we keep getting told, niche down, limit your audience, be clear that you know who it is that you're speaking to. But I think the reality is that disability doesn't have a niche. It impacts on people of all ages, all cultures, all genders, all sexual orientations, all races, and also it impacts on people without disabilities. And I think in terms of my target audience, I want to try and serve both of those audiences, the community of people whose lived experience is with a disability, to possibly help them explore different opportunities that might be available to them that they hadn't thought of, but also to help break down some of the stereotypes and some of the barriers that exist because people who have little contact with disability don't know what it is that we can do and how we do it. So it's really working from both of those fronts, and hopefully the podcast will be able to reach both of those audiences.
Yeah, because sometimes in disability, the fields of the academia, you may have people who actually may be associated with a disability, not necessarily have a disability, but they're doing the work for people with disabilities. And sometimes there's a fine line there. So bridging that gap or connecting those together, I think, is a great target for your audience.
Interestingly, that point came up in the interview with Dr. Michelle Boerter, because as someone working in academia who is herself visually impaired, she believes that the best way to move forwards is to have conversations, both with people in academia and with people working within the sector. And the more we communicate, the better the end result will be. And of course, it goes without saying that those conversations have to involve those of us living with disabilities, because there's no way that these conversations can happen without us being represented and having a really strong voice in decisions that are being made about things that impact on us.
That's kind of a teaser for what to expect coming up here.
I guess so. Thanks for setting that up.
Yeah, there you go. What else can we expect coming up out of A Different Way of Seeing?
At this point, I have so many different ideas just shooting off in different directions in my brain that I don't really want to commit anything out there in public view. But I think it's going to be a really interesting journey, because I learn something new, several new things every episode that I have and with every person that I speak to. And hopefully I'll be able to keep that sense of excitement and translate it into the podcast as well. But more than that, I guess it's going to be a journey and experience that the listeners will have to take with me, and together we'll see where the adventure goes.
Yes. And to see where that adventure goes, how can people follow A Different Way of Seeing?
It's available on any of the big podcast players. So on iTunes, on Spotify, on Audible, on Google, I believe recently we've added that to the offerings as well. And apart from that, you can always find out more about the episodes. I do share about them on Facebook, on LinkedIn, and usually on my Facebook business page as well.
It's interesting, A Different Way of Seeing. I've seen it come through so many different iterations, from your book to what you're doing now, even, you know, A Different Way of Traveling, as it was. And it keeps on growing. I like that.
It does. And that whole concept really started with the book, A Different Way of Seeing, A Blind Woman's Journey of Living an Ordinary Life in an Extraordinary Way. It was a conscious decision to name the podcast within that kind of format, A Different Way of, and then adding traveling when we were focusing on travel. But I think bringing the podcast now into the broader disability space, it makes sense to bring it back under that general heading, general brand of A Different Way of Seeing.
And I know you're always out there on social medias. Where can people find you on Facebook and the whole nine yards?
Best place to go is actually to my website, loisstrachan.com, which is LOISSTRACHAN. So loisstrachan.com. My Facebook page is Lois Strachan Speaker, and you can also find me on LinkedIn. I just haven't got round to any of the other platforms. So, as I said, best place is probably on the website, on my Facebook page, on LinkedIn, and you can also find any of my books on Amazon.com. And if you just search for my name, Lois Strachan, all six of them should pop up.
Oh, that's great. I got a couple of them, and one of them I just have on the counter right over here. I was moving it to my other books, and I always grab it, and I go, what's this? And I, oh, yeah, it's a hardcover, but I like having hardcover books from authors, even though I have them electronically as well. Lois Strokin, it's really exciting about this new podcast. People, check in the show notes, follow Lois on all the places she's available, and check out the new podcast, A Different Way of Seeing. Lois, thanks so much for coming on.
Well, thanks, Jeff. It's the first time I've worked with a guest interviewer, and thank you for being willing to help me out in that.
Yeah, it was tough there to try and blend back into me being not the guest interviewer and now handing it over to Lois.
Well, just as a final comment, to also say to everyone, you really should, if you haven't done so, check out the Blind Abilities podcast, because they are an incredible resource of information, learning, stories, and all sorts of other exciting things. So take a listen to what Jeff is doing with Blind Abilities, and it's going to give you hours of listening entertainment.
Thank you for listening to A Different Way of Seeing. We'd love to connect with you. So find Lois at loisstrachan.com or Facebook, Lois Strachan Speaker. This podcast was edited by Craig Strachan using Hindenburg Pro. Hindenburg, it's all about the story. The credits are done at Naledi Media. Naledi Media, all your vocal needs under one roof. Read by Charlie Jassy. That's it for now. Thank you for joining us, and see you next time when we bring you into the world of seeing differently.